USA News. I'm Jerry Varnash. Talks on raising the debt ceiling are set to resume on Monday at the White House.
Now it's time for the other side to move from their extreme positions, because much of what they've already proposed is simply, quite frankly, unacceptable.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he spoke with President Biden on Sunday as he left the G7 summit in Japan. Aboard Air Force One, Biden tweeted, "He's proposed over $1 trillion in spending cuts, and Republicans will have to compromise some of their demands." Biden is also stepping up his efforts for Ukraine.
President Biden unveiled a new $375 million military aid package during his meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky at the weekend G7 summit in Japan. It includes ammunition, artillery, and military vehicles. American-made F-16 fighter jets are headed to Ukraine in the coming months as well. Biden said he does not think it will escalate the war with Russia.
I have a flat assurance from Zelensky that they will not use it to go on and move into Russian geographic territory.
He reiterated U.S. support for Ukraine and announced new sanctions on Russia that he said would keep pressure on Putin and his backers. I'm Jeremy Scott.
As South Carolina Senator Tim Scott plans to kick off his presidential run on Monday, Scott now has the endorsement of South Dakota Senator John Thune, CNN reports. Thune, the number two Senate Republican, is expected to deliver the opening prayer at the launch event in North Charleston. A launch of a different kind, a SpaceX rocket successfully blasted off from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida Sunday afternoon with a live crew. Four passengers, including three paying for the journey, are now headed to the International Space Station. It marks just the second all-private mission to the orbiting outpost. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
A former U.S. Marine detained in Russia is remaining hopeful about his return home. Paul Whelan told CNN that he's positive and confident that the wheels are turning toward his release. He adds that he's been told that the U.S. government is working tirelessly to get him out. The ex-Marine has been in a Russian jail since 2018 and was sentenced to 16 years in prison on an espionage charge that he denies. A father is dead and two kids are injured after a grenade exploded inside an Indiana home. Authorities say it happened Saturday when the family was looking through a grandfather's belongings and found the hand grenade. It went off when someone reportedly pulled the pin. Air travel is expected to return to pre-pandemic levels this Memorial Day weekend.
AAA is predicting air travel over Memorial Day weekend will be busier this year than it was pre-COVID, signaling a true return to travel levels not seen since before the pandemic. About 3.4 million Americans are expected to fly over the holiday weekend, which is an 11% increase over last year. It's also nearly 5.5% increase since 2019, before the COVID pandemic. AAA expects this to be the busiest Memorial Day weekend since 2000, when they first started tracking travel numbers. I'm Skip Kelly.
For the third time in his career, Brooks Koepka is the winner of the PGA Championship. Koepka finished at 9 under par from the Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester, New York. It is Koepka's fifth major title. I'm Jerry Varnash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.